The 2014 Hillside Festival takes place July 25th to 27th at Guelph Lake. It's an annual rite of summer for a lot of people, not just in the Guelph area, but across the greater Toronto area. And actually, we have people that head to Hillside from all over the world. It's my great pleasure to welcome to Folk Roots Radio today, Sam Bajal, who is the artistic director at the Hillside Festival. Now, the performers for this year's festival have just been announced. I don't know if I should be asking you, Sam, does that mean you can relax a little bit now, or is it really the start of the build-up for the festival itself?
Well, there is a certain amount of relief, I guess you can say, because there is a build-up to this, and there's all kinds of different variables moving around trying to get things in place. I definitely do feel a certain lightness about things, but then after a number of years of doing this, the cycle kicks into a whole other detailed analysis of everything and scheduling and all the logistics. It feels good to be where we are now.
Well, you know, one of the things I always say each year is there is always something for everyone on the program in Hillside in the summer. And I think this year is a perfect example of that. Lots of very interesting artists. Some that'll be quite familiar. I think there's a few people coming back this time, but also some interesting artists on the program as well. And what I'd like to do is to give you a chance. Obviously, you're the artistic director here. It's very much your vision, what we see at Hillside in the summer. So give you a chance to talk about what you were hoping for, and then let's talk about some of the artists you've got on the program.
I think every year there's an attempt to bring a freshness to things, but there is a model of this festival. But I think the best part about it is that that model is quite variable. And that's the latitude that we have to be able to bring in all different styles of music. And it's really about the audience being so receptive. I mean, that's what this whole festival is about, is people are so open-minded, and to especially the not just genres of music, but artists that they aren't familiar with. I mean, you know, it's like the signature of this festival is like for having introduction to people that aren't as well known. They might be by some people, but a lot of people might not. And this year is a pretty good example of that. I think every year we have that. So as far as like an audience is concerned, you know, they're going to come in and, like always, they give these great responses to people. So,
well, everybody has some artists they're looking forward to. We've just played a song from Matt Anderson. He's coming back to Hillside this year. I saw Basha Bulat on the program as well. Stephen Fearing, Andy White, they're four immediately from, you know, that I ticked off. But you're absolutely right. And one of the neat things about the festival is very much the undiscovered artist. I mean, these are people that maybe were quite well known in certain areas and maybe more generally, but it's not unusual to get to Hillside, to be sitting there, and suddenly this artist comes on stage and said, oh my God, where have you been all my life? Because it really can be that dramatic.
It's true. I mean, I hear that, you know, the last few years, the artists that have been selling the highest number of CDs by long shots are people that are generally been unfamiliar to most of our audience. And now they go, you know, they'll come back, well, where did, you know, so-and-so come from? They were amazing. And then it shows. That's a good indication. The response to the artists that are not as common from the region, or they come from out of town, or whoever they may be. But as far as the familiar ones, the ones that have been here before, in this type of festival landscape that we occupy, which is like, you know, really is the folk festival model. I mean, you know, we want to talk about festivals these days. Well, the sky's the limit of what we can call a festival. You know, like it's 2014. It's like, you know, it's like fill in the blanks and call it a festival. There's a lot of history in this model. You know, like the mothers and fathers of this type of festival, like Winnipeg Folk Festival and, you know, Mariposa and Edmonton and Calgary and all these things. You know, like everybody has this history, and there's a certain amount of continuity that takes place where like some people will come back. Because they've, well, when are they going to come back or something? Or somebody has a certain history, but then they're doing something different, you know. But yeah, the bulk of the lineup is new.
So tell us about some of the artists that you are pleased to bring to the festival this year.
Well, I would say, you know, at the top of the list is an artist named Imelda May. And a lot of people wouldn't know who that is. But they will once they see her. But then there are other people who do know who she is.
And she's an amazing performer live. I mean, a phenomenal performer. I think originally hails from Dublin, isn't
she? Yeah, she's from Ireland. She's got a full cracking band, you know, but her the circles that she swims in, I mean, she's quite huge over there. And she's incredibly respected in the musical community from people like Jeff Beck and, you know, Bono and all the other. I mean, like, she's at that status. And, I mean, like, she's going to close Saturday night. And I mean, this is the thing that we are able to do at this festival is we can put somebody on that stage to close a Saturday night. And
when certainly people listening, she's an incredibly talented artist. I mean, very much somebody that you need to see. I mean, it's great that she's going to be headlining on Saturday. And I've got to admit, after the winter we've just had, I can't wait to be at Hillside on a Saturday night to enjoy this. So she's going to be headlining on Saturday. Do you have any idea who'll be the headliners?
Yeah, yeah. The closing slots on the main stage, I can tell you that right now. Yeah, I mean, Friday night is Tegan and Sarah. And Sunday night is Hey Rosetta. Those are the main stage closers.
Now, that's interesting because Hydra are also going to be there, which is Leslie Feist with Snowblink and Aurora as well, right?
Yeah, they're there on Friday as well.
Yeah, and so they'll be main stage probably just before Tegan Starr?
No, this is like the...
The dilemma, isn't
it? No, it's not a dilemma. There was a little bit of a dilemma, but I will say for the record that this is what happens when you have artists that are familiar with your event.
Right.
So the Hydra camp requested that they play the island stage.
Oh, wow.
So that's going to be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be fun and very busy, I would imagine.
Yeah, so they're going to be earlier than the Tegan and Sarah slot. It's going to be a busy Friday night. Matt Anderson is also Friday night.
And he was phenomenal at Hillside. Was that 3 or 4 years ago? I'm
losing
track.
Yeah, he played the Winter Festival, too. He played in the church, and I think it's been at least 3 years since he played this summer. But, I mean, you know, that guy's phenomenal, and his profile has continued to increase over the last, you know, like he's... Like he sold out a show at Massey Hall. I mean, he's an incredible player, and it's really great that he's coming back. So, you know, and it's like he's a roots music artist, and, you know, it speaks for itself. So
tell us about some of the people that we may not have heard of that you think could be artists that really will, you know, make a big stir at Hillside.
There's a couple of American artists. One's called San Furman from New York. I'm just going to, like, describe them. Like, I'm not describe, I'm just going to, like, mention them. You know, it's like there's one. Another one's called Rubble Bucket from the States as well. There's a few here that I think that are known by some people, but... Like Garland Jeffries has been around for a long time.
You know, I was going to ask you about Garland Jeffries because I picked up my first Garland Jeffries album, I think it was in 77. And at the time, I'm pretty sure that the reason I got into Garland Jeffries was because of some association with the Clash, because it certainly was that period of time that he was starting to play on bills with a lot of these young bands.
Yeah.
And had some cracking stuff. And then he kind of disappeared off the radar for quite a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, he's somebody that his reputation as his live show is phenomenal. You know, and I know that he's appeared at some of my colleagues' festivals over the last number of years. And as soon as they heard that he was coming to Hillside, they go, oh, people are going to just be blown away by this guy.
Well, I heard that after quite a hiatus, he's back and his albums are getting the same sort of buzz as those. Mm-hmm,
they are. And, you know, and the interesting thing is that if for Hillside, he's coming in, he's going to be there on the Sunday. You know, some of the stuff I can tell you now because it's true. It's all 100%. And he's coming from, like, he's going to be at the Fuji Rock Festival in Japan on the weekend where people like, I don't know, Arcade Fire and so forth are playing and Jack Johnson. Then he's going to arrive in time for Sunday to play Hillside, you know. So that's kind of cool that he's doing a bit of a trek there.
Oh, it's going to be awesome. I saw Kim Churchill. You mentioned people who'd played the Summer Festival and also the Winter Festival. He will be back this year, and he is phenomenal.
Yeah, another artist that, you know, like continues to be prolific in what he's doing. He's young. I mean, so is Matt. They're young. I mean, they're relatively young, you know. So this is where... I mean, he showed up on our landscape a few years ago and nobody knew him. Now a lot of people know him here, you know. So it's a different frame for somebody to come back to this festival after they got exposed once for the, you know, to not not being that familiar, and then all of a sudden here they are.
Yeah, no, it's great, and I love the blend. I mentioned Stephen Fearing and Andy White. They're out on tour in BC and Alberta. I know they'll be heading to Ontario, and obviously getting them back on the Hillside program is certainly something a lot of us are looking forward to.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, they have not done the project together before. This is the first.
No, this is the second album.
Oh yeah. No, I mean like in terms of appearing at Hillside.
Well, actually, Stephen played guitar for Andy. That's at Hillside correct. Yeah. The last time, but they weren't Fearing and White when they played together.
Yeah, that's right. It's like, you know, the
that was actually when they first got together.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So there's something to. I'm glad you remember these things. You know, it's all starting to become a big blur for me.
Yeah.
I used to be able to spot remember every. Oh, that was that year, and it was that moment on the lake stage at 4 p.m. Yeah, yeah. Right. Not anymore. So this is, you're right. Yeah, this is their first actually formally being the duo that they are.
Now, one of the new fairly young bands I'm looking forward to seeing are the Bell Game. I've been listening to their stuff for a few years now. Very strong, very interesting.
Yeah, it's
pretty an artistic streak to it.
Definitely, yeah. I'm really excited about them. They're somebody that I've been kind of keeping an eye on for the last year or so.
Yeah.
Somebody introduced them to me, and I went, oh, okay, well, when can we get them here? And this worked out for the summer. Yeah.
And we should mention that if you want to check out the artists that are appearing at Hillside this year, the easiest and I think the best way of doing it, I'm a little biased, I mean, you can go to folkrootsradio.com and follow the link from there, but realistically, head to hillsidefestival.ca and click on the performance. One of the things that Hillside does, and I think better than every other festival that I have anything to do with, is they have a really neat way of looking at the artist, clicking on the bio, and then going to the website if you want to get more information. That, I think, has done really well. And it's a great way to get a little bit of a feel for the artist, because you can follow the links to their own website and obviously check their YouTubes, etc. at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, you know, our office, Jenna and company, they all do an amazing job on all of this. And but, you know, it's interesting you mentioned that, because when you've got a festival that's made up with a lot of artists that are new and not familiar to your audience, I mean, this is where people, you know, it's like this reading. You go and find out about people, you know, like, well, who's so-and-so? And then you can get, you know about them in advance. And it's really educational in the true sense, you know, to say, well, wow, this is so-and-so. Now, that said, you might have a map and plan when you go to the festival about who you're going to see based on this. But half the time that goes out the window.
And I should mention Elephant Revival. I know they were a big hit a few years ago.
Well, that's a really good example of when we were talking about earlier about somebody that came to the festival that nobody knew.
Right.
And basically ran away with it. Like, really did. Like a long shot. You know, no disrespect to anybody else, but they really did. That's all people talked about. So it's like, well, we brought them back because of that very reason. Because, you know, like, well... And they loved it, you know, so, yeah.
Yeah, and then close to home, obviously, our own Bri Webb will be there. and then Danny Michelle as well. So lots of good local stuff. Now, you mentioned the local performers. There will be other local performers.
Yeah, there's some other local artists that are going to be announced, yeah.
Yeah, and do you know when that'll be?
That'll be in the next couple of weeks. It'll be by the end of the month.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, it'll be before we go on sale. Yeah.
And ticket sales take place?
May 3rd, 10 a.m.
Yep. And ticket break, and then I think it's the bookshelf and
the beat goes on,
right?
And Encore Records in Kitchener, yep.
And then Soundscapes in Toronto.
And Soundscapes in Toronto, yep.
Yeah, it's exciting, you know. I've got to admit, when Hillside announces its artists, summer is nearly here, which is
I think that hopefully the temperature is starting to reflect that.
Sam, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. I want to thank you for popping in and talking to us today. Again, if you want to check out the artists for this year's Hillside, head to hillsidefestival.ca. We're going to leave you with a little bit of Basha Bulat, who is also coming back to Hillside this year. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, CFIU 93.3 FM in Guelph.
Talk me out of my lies and forgive myself for trying. Tell me to be brave tonight, and if we compare the timing, take me out of the wild, build up my frame of mind and burn it till you're set on fire. Tell me when you cut the wires. Talk me out. Open this heart up. you know. Study well before you hear it. Every beat and every note, you'll remember when.